Now, with lockdown measures constantly changing around the UK, you might be looking for new ways to stay fit and keep in shape without having to leave your own house. Well, there's a virtual class that can not only help you feel part of a large community of fitness enthusiasts, but one that is also available to anyone with a vision impairment. And to tell me all about this class, I've invited Felicity Beach, the lady behind online classes and director of FJB Pilates. Hi, Felicity.
Hi, Paulina. Nice to chat with you.
It's lovely to have you on, and it's really nice to chat about Pilates because I feel a lot of people know what stretching is, but Pilates just takes it to a next level.
Yeah, definitely. I should probably, start by explaining a little bit about what Pilates is. Some people are probably quite familiar with Pilates, maybe done classes before, but for those of your listeners who maybe haven't heard of it, or quite often I get people confuse it with yoga.
How would you explain Pilates in the simplest terms?
So it's a low impact form of exercise, and it's looking at how the body moves. It's trying to form exercises which are functional, so they fit into kind of how we move in everyday life. And the idea behind Pilates is it strengthens the body, it stabilizes, and it allows you through the exercise and through practice to then move more efficiently in your everyday life, which means you're going to reduce compensations that your body may make, which could eventually lead to injury. So it's a great whole body workout which looks at those things.
Because it can really work out a sweat, because it kind of puts your core and your strength to a test as well if you're not really fit.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it can be sort of used in one or two ways. You can definitely take it as a more sort of intense form of exercise, but you can also sort of to make a challenging workout, but then you can also participate in the class and use it as a gentle strengthening exercise. So it's very much adaptable to what you need from the class.
So for anyone, you kind of mentioned people often confuse it with yoga. How does it differ?
So Pilates and yoga are two different movement systems. They do cross over, but typically speaking, yoga tends to focus more on the relaxation element. So it quite often includes some meditation in there, whereas Pilates is much more focused on the actual exercises within the system. And also, in yoga, for example, there's a lot of static poses, so holding a particular posture for a length of time. Whereas in Pilates, we tend to never stop moving, and they're classed as exercises rather than poses. The only other thing to say, really, is that probably yoga has a more spiritual well-being and a lot of call to a higher connection. Whereas Pilates, again, focuses on the exercise and kind of the fitness aspect. A lot of people comment on how they feel after participating in each of those classes. So, after a yoga class, you might typically feel quite peaceful, quite calm. After a Pilates class, you maybe feel more energized and kind of ready to get into the day.
And you kind of touched upon this a little bit, saying that you can take Pilates classes in a way that suits you. So I imagine it also means if, let's say, like me, someone hasn't stretched or moved their body since March, they can still come to the classes, they can still do them without feeling like they're not going to be able to do a single exercise.
Yeah, definitely. So the great thing about Pilates is it's suitable for all ages, all fitness levels, and all skill levels. You don't need to have ever done it before. You don't need to have a particularly high level of fitness. If you haven't stretched since March, then that's fine. If you haven't stretched in 3 years, that's fine. The way my classes work is I give options for every exercise. So it's usually level one, level two, level three. So it might be that you arrive to class 1 week and think, actually, I'm really tired. I'm not really in the mood to go through an intense, challenging workout tonight. So you could pick level one, or it might be that your skill level or your flexibility will only allow you to do level one safely. but somebody might come to that same class and really want that challenging workout, so they can start to choose level 2 and level 3. All of the exercises are able to be modified, so there is always the option to kind of stick a hand up and say, this isn't working for me, or I can't kneel on that knee, or my wrists don't feel strong. And there's always an alternative or a way of adapting that exercise to make it suit the individual.
And you've kind of taken the classes a bit further, because you've adapted them so they can work really well for someone who's visually impaired, and you're working with British Blind Sport to make them accessible, which is really great.
Yeah, so I've been doing work with British Blind Sport now for, a few months. I got involved with them with their stay-in workout programme that they were running. So I've run a few live sessions with them where people have joined in via Zoom. And then I've also done a couple of pre-recorded sessions, some content there that you can access. It's been born really from working with a few clients who did have vision impairment. And it was just really nice for them to come to a class and feel included. And then the work kind of increased with British Blind Sport. And I thought, actually, I really want to put on a class that specifically, you know, with a view to allowing people with vision impairment to be part of a community, to get that fitness and to work on these elements through the Pilates techniques.
So how often does that class happen?
So it's on every Monday evening. It's 5:30 till 6:30 p.m. And it's happening online via Zoom.
And if we wanted more information to sign up for the classes, or maybe try the first one, because I think the first class is free as well, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm offering a free taster session to anybody who wants to come and try it before. Even if you've done the British Blind Sport live classes, you'd still be entitled to that free taster session with me. It gives you the opportunity to see if Pilates is for you, if I'm the right kind of teacher for you, because, you know, not everybody clicks with every teacher, and I completely understand that. So if you want to book your free taster session, or if you've got any questions about Pilates or about the classes, you can either contact me via email, which is info@fjbpilates.com, or you can drop me a text or call 07814 533 291.
That sounds fantastic. So there's absolutely no excuses not to do the class. But just before we let you go, one last question. The most amazing thing about Pilates, you can only mention one. What is it?
The fact that it not only improves your physical well-being, but your mental well-being as well. I often get clients who come and say, I really couldn't be bothered to come to class tonight, or this week has been really hectic, I'm not really in the right mindset. And they walk away from the class feeling physically and mentally lighter. Pilates is a great system for focusing on that mindfulness aspect. It's for a full hour, you are focusing on nothing other than your body moving and connecting to your own body. And I think now more than ever, it's really important to focus on both aspects of our well-being, for sure.
I think I'm going to need to give Pilates another go, even though it's been a long while. But in the meantime, Felicity Beach, Pilates instructor and director of FJB Pilates, thank you for your time today.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much, Paulina.